A lot of stuff.
And feature bands. And right now we're going into some recaps of an event.
That's correct.
Let's do it.
So, as you may have heard leading up to last week, I, myself, as well as DJ Jeff and Jeff, DJ Dragon, and also the Lady Fox, this past weekend we partook in the Hillside Festival, which was in Guelph, which took place across Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Bit of a rainy weekend.
It was, yeah, it was, but for the most part, the worst of it, we were under shelter watching bands play, so it didn't really, we didn't really mind so much.
Yeah, it didn't affect the mojo.
No. So, and by and large, we had a great weekend. If you haven't been, I suggest you make a point of going, because it's fairly inexpensive festival, and it's just a great atmosphere, and there's great bands. Man, we saw some fantastic acts, one of which I'm going to be featuring, actually two of which I'm going to be featuring tonight.
Well, so, yeah, this year they only gave us two press passes, and you and DJ Jeffy Jeff really wanted to go. So hopefully next year they'll give us three, and then
maybe if we make a more concerted effort to feature the bands that are going to be there, they might indulge us.
We had the battle.
We did have a battle, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe in the once they release the lineup, maybe we do a feature band every week, or feature band or two every week of some of the bands that we don't know much about that we research and look into. Anyways, so just a quick recap. Our Friday night was, by the time we got there, we got set up and everything and then got over to the island and just in time for Mets, which was awesome. DJ Jeffy Jeff and Dragon went up into the pits and got right involved. Mets is a little bit heavier. Heavier of a band. And then
and when they came out, they were straight out of the pit, right?
They were. They were straight. Yes. DJ's Dragon and Jeffy Jeff came straight out of the pit back to where DJ Dragon, I mean, sorry, Lady Fox, myself, and DJ Sexy Face joined us on the Friday night.
See? He was converted.
He
it
was.
Definitely were.
Yeah. And then next, we watched Said the Whale, who I was really looking forward to seeing. Yeah. And they put on a fantastic show. And then one of the bands that kind of intrigued me, that I was interested to see, was Diamond Rings.
Oh.
And this is a band that I soon discovered that I enjoy listening to the music. You know how sometimes you don't really like a band, but when you see them live, it mm-hmm. they convert you?
Mm-hmm.
This had the opposite effect for me.
Oh.
I actually like...
That doesn't usually happen.
No. We got there, his CD. Diamond Rings is the main guy, John O'Regan. That's his alter ego sort of thing. And we got the CD in the studio. I listened to it a few times, and I really enjoyed it. And then, which is why I was intrigued to come see them. And then, DJ Jeff and Jeff!
DJ Jeff and Jeff!
I'm just doing the Hillside recap. Great timing. Awesome! I'm just talking about Diamond Rings.
Oh, yeah.
And how Diamond, it had kind of an opposite effect for me in terms of sometimes you don't really like a band, but when you see them live, they kind of convert you. Whereas with Diamond Rings, I liked them before I saw them, and then it just the live experience kind of ruined it for me.
Did the opposite.
Yeah.
His rosé makeup on his cheeks.
And I found out too in doing some research that he's sponsored by MAC Cosmetics, which is fine, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
But anyways, it just seemed really like, and he's known for his very flamboyant shows and you know, getting right into it, but it just, something rubbed me, I couldn't watch it. Something rubbed me the wrong way. It could have been the lead guitarist who was directly in front of myself and the Lady Fox, and like, I mean, like, we were right beside the stage, so there was one person here, and then he was right there. And he was just, like, really creepy and, like, just staring at us through his Ray-Bans, like, gyrating and stuff.
And did he rub
weird.
You?
He didn't rub me, no, but
I
he rubbed me the wrong way.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So then day two got started off with some very pleasant surprises. One of the bands that I'm going to be featuring tonight, the Boo Radley Project.
Nice.
They were quite awesome. And this is a band who, in looking at them, I was like, man, those guys are young. They were actually the high school Battle of the Bands winner. They won a spot to play at Hillside.
Cool.
Kind of like how Rundown Royalty did a couple years ago. And man, like for the first band of the day, they had a very big audience and they had the crowd moving. Like,
and they
people
set the bar
dancing
really high because they put on a great show.
They did. But to follow them up was quite a good show too, which was a band called Poor Man's Whiskey, which was, they were kind of bluegrass, which, you know, usually isn't my bag, but they were bluegrassy, but then had a kind of like an alternative edge to them as well, which was quite interesting. They had some like nice long instrumental, kind of experimental bluegrass. I don't know if that's the right term, but that's what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
They also, the day before, which we missed out on, I think, and I don't think you saw it either, the day before, they covered Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon in bluegrass.
Cool.
And they all dressed up as characters from The Wizard of Oz.
Cool. Of course. Can I cut you off?
Yes.
With the Boo
do.
Radley Project.
Yes.
I just want to give that band extra credit, mainly the lead singer. I probably, if I took note of other members better, I'd be able to point it out, but front row every concert was the Boo Radley Project, watching
That's
every show.
That is right. He was involved in everything. What's his name? I looked him up, and I, off the top of my head, I'm not remembering it, but him and his brother are in the band. His brother's one of the drummers. Anyways, these guys are kind of a fusion, jazz, I don't know what else, funk, bit indie, rockish. They've got fiddles. It's quite an eclectic mix of. I've never seen this in a concert before. They had a guy playing a didgeridoo.
Ooh,
it was insane. And who else did we see on Saturday, DJ Jeffy Jeff? I know we made it over. Oh, and the next was Yamantanka, Sonic Titan.
Excited to see them. They not.
I'm gonna let you handle.
Yeah, thing. Not to put them down. I don't think they had a bad show. I just was really, really pumped for them, and I thought they didn't take it to where I wanted them to go. They were okay. They were good.
They were. It was.
I was just. They were like my number one band I wanted to see, and that's a high.
That's a high bar to set, especially with the company that they were keeping that weekend. But it was just, I didn't really know what to expect. Like, I had listened to some of their stuff online, but it was very...
And off the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jappy Jeff.
That's correct. But very artsy, experimental. Like, their whole show is the show. Like, they've got full face paint on.
Yeah. It's Japanese rock, I think.
Yes.
What does watashi wa mean?
Watashi wa nan desu ka? Something like what is, I think. Because if you say watashi wa nan desu ka, you're saying like, what is that?
No. Watashi wa was a lot of the lyrics of one song.
Oh, so they were asking what is stuff? What is the...
Interesting. But yeah, they what's the type of music, I think it's called no. That they
That genre?
Yeah. But yeah, there was, you know, some interesting vocals.
Could I open one of those cooling beverages that we cannot specify where the name of the thing because they don't yet sponsor us?
You certainly can. Enjoy. Thanks, Jeffy Jeff, for bringing those.
No problem.
Vocalist went from operatic to like banshee wails at times. It was, and then there at one point, one of the lead singers jumped into the crowd and was like playing a tambourine and like
running backwards.
Yeah, walking backwards into people.
Wow, it's interesting. Like moonwalking on the crowd.
Kind of, but she, like through the crowd.
She was scary.
Yeah, she was. She didn't care who she ran into. She just knocked people over.
And if you had a bag with like valuables in it, she would just step on it.
She crushed it. Anyway, so that was interesting. Then we saw a band called Blue, Red Wanting Glue, which was they're a band from Columbus, very in the same vein as like Train, Hootie and the Blowfish. I had a Hootie and the Blowfish vibe from them. And DJ Dragon went off to see someone else at that time. I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
And then who was after Red Wanting Glue? I feel like I was still there then. After that, was the experience of, for me, of the entire festival, which was Colin Stetson.
Oh, yeah.
Which, rarely have I gone...
Have you played any yet?
Not yet. I'm featuring him later.
Nice.
Rarely have I ever said this about going to see a concert or anything like this, but I was moved by his performance. Like, it was an experience for me. Like, I had no idea what to expect. And I'm not going to go into too much depth because I'm going to talk about him a little bit later. But yeah, it was incredible.
Coolest microphone I've ever seen.
Yeah, insane. I did a little bit of research on him, and that's kind of how his MO is, microphone placement. And then, who else did we see that day?
I keep thinking every time you say, oh, one of the greatest ones, because I saw a tweet or something about how July Talk was so good.
July Talk, I believe, was... No, I don't think they were after Colin Stetson. It was on the same day, but yeah, July Talk was definitely one of the top performances of the week. What's that? Oh yeah, Akron Family was after that. Again, that was a great show. I didn't really know what to expect from those guys because they've got such a broad range of styles in their discography and in their catalog. But just a great show, very into the crowd and whatnot. And then yeah, July Talk was awesome. Was put on a great show. The one lead singer, the female vocalist, her name escapes me right now. Very interactive with the crowd. And they just looked like they were up there and having a lot of fun. Cool. Like, some bands go up there and they go through the motions, and that I found, like, in this festival, most bands were, like, right into the whole show. There was nobody there that was really just going through the motions. Everyone kind of, you know, really felt good about being there and whatnot. So, yeah, July Talk and the Yukon Blonde, which, unfortunately, I was staring at a security guard for the entire performance. But, again... At one point, you know, the lead guitarist jumped into the crowd and was crowd surfing. And, yeah, they put on a fantastic show, too. And then the last day, we saw Hayden, who I'd never seen before. I'd been listening to his music for, like, 20 years. And that was a good show. There was a couple times where he stopped mid-song to, like, tune his guitar.
In the middle of the song?
Yeah. Yeah, he stopped. He probably did that in three different songs. One song he did it two or three times because it's bad. Was it Bad as They Seem, or I can't remember which song it was. But anyways, he was like, for some reason, back when I was 22 years old and I wrote this song, I thought it would be a great idea to drop the tuning down into something impossibly low, and it is. Always an adventure if I try to play it live.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. Winter Sleep was really good. Who else did we see that day? We saw the Wilderness of Manitoba. They had an interesting mix of country-ish influence, but also alternative and indie rock, that sort of stuff. So you were saying?
The Jaipur Brass Band.
Yes!
From India. They were fantastic.
They were. And the crowd, again, first band of the day on the main stage. Crowd going nuts, dancing with them and stuff.
All in all, what it sounds like is this whole thing was amazing.
The whole thing was amazing. And also, not only... I just don't want to forget anything because there's a lot of good experiences.
I know, but I'm saying, like, overall, this sounds like an amazing festival.
It was. And also, I can credit the festival and various participants of the festival and experiences I had in helping me in defeating DJ Sexy Face in his challenge for this week. So I think what we should do is we should play a few songs from some of the bands that we saw, and then we'll get into the country song that I wrote.
All right, let's do it. What do you want to go into first?
How about some July Talk?
All right, what track do you want to hear from July Talk?
I want to hear whatever your favorite track is.
I quite enjoyed the single, which is The Garden.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Good Here we go. Woo! This is The Garden by July Talk.
Straight out of the Mono a Mono show.
Nice!
I went walking in the garden. I was tripping on snakes. Now I ain't asking for your love, and I'm just asking what your love is gonna take. Ignorance is bliss when you're young enough to kiss her.
Young men don't need pardons. How much love you gonna make? Your prize.
about the thing that seemed to occupy the world. I'm getting bolder.
water. Teach me how to breathe. I'm no son or daughter. I'm nothing, just me. Next to my desire, show me what to live for.